feel much like leaving. You don't want me to go, but all your tamaracks are needling your beauty in the snow. And I'll see you soon at Christmas, a happy holiday. Oh, how you gonna miss me if I won't go away? I'm overtime, I'm in demand. Give me a sign.
Coming up on this week's edition of Folk Roots Radio Overtime, we step inside the 2014 Folk Music Ontario Youth Program. The Folk Music Ontario Youth Program is an annual program integrated with the Folk Music Ontario Annual Conference. The program is open to residents of Ontario and the National Capital Region between the ages of 15 and 21 who are chosen for their interest, ability, and experience. The selected youth members are paired with experienced mentors from the Ontario folk music community for the duration of the weekend conference, while developing a showcase performance and participating in professional development activities.
So my name is Tressa Levasseur, and I am honored to be the 2014 Youth Program Coordinator for Folk Music Ontario. I was a mentor three times before they asked me to manage the program and bring my own vision to it, and it is the most wonderful and refreshing way to experience my community and see it through brand new eyes. I couldn't be more thrilled. I was given free rein to choose mentors from our community, and I decided very early on in the process, having been a part of several mentor teams, that my number one qualifying personality trait was a very loving and open heart. And that was basically, I chose people who were loving and who I thought would have a nurturing energy towards the youth, and also an ability to really introduce them to the family gently and honor both the excited, nervous energy of the youth and the inherent welcoming nature of our community. The mentees, we had a broader pool to choose from this year than we have ever had before. So only 50% of those who applied this year made it into the program on the Anglophone side. And for the first year, we worked with the APCN, which is a Francophone Ontarian music organization, and they have their own youth program, and one of their youth was gifted the opportunity to attend this program. So I was honored to be part of that jury and to be able to choose our Francophone candidate. And we really were very lucky. We had such a strong roster. I hope that this program continues into perpetuity. I hope that it addresses issues of economic barriers amongst youth to attend this conference. I hope that we can overcome that in the future and find ways to make sure that we are accessing a diversity within both the mentor and the mentee populations. I hope that we have alumni, both on the mentor and the mentee side, that continue to return to support roles in the program so that it can expand kind of like a honeycomb. Sort of shine more brightly, as it were, back to that shine your light idea of being supported in that way. What a blast. I'm exhausted and elated.
I'm David Newland. I'm a singer, songwriter, ukulele player, and host. I've been on the scene for a couple of decades now, I guess. The most amazing thing I think about the mentor program is looked at collectively is that this community is growing and thriving, attracting youth at a very high level of talent. The craft, the art, the enthusiasm that they bring is actually revitalizing, I think, our community as a whole. There was a time when to say the word folk made you feel shifty and uncomfortable. Some of the torchbearers that I grew up listening to, you know, James Keelahan or Ian Tamblyn and folks like that, they carried that term folk music and what it meant in the wilderness for a long, long time. And those of us who were kind of picking it up seemed to be dropping off. And there was a time when we would look around at this conference and not see the kind of youthful contingent that we now have. And that has meant everything. And I've seen it from the 80-year-olds right down to the babies now. We have people coming in this community and having that sense of rejuvenation, of a next generation being fostered and brought into an understanding of how music can be the energy that animates a community. And to have youth be here to do that for all of us, I think it surprised everyone, actually. I'm hearing it all around the conference that this was like the heart of the matter for them. So many people said that. I saw our president, the president of Folk Music Ontario, jumped to his feet in a showcase in a private room last night with tears in his eyes to say how unbelievable this moment was and how incredible it was for all of us to be drawn into it and how grateful we all were that it was occurring. So I can't say enough about what a privilege that's been to have a small role in encouraging that and bringing whatever thoughts I can to bear. I'm grateful and I wish all the best to all the mentees. They are all top-notch artists and they're just going to get better and better at their craft, and we will continue to be inspired by them. They're great. In the sky, I saw the light in your eyes. I saw the light in your eyes.
I'm Jasmine Wykes, and I'm from Kingston, Ontario. I've been playing music kind of as long as I can remember. My mom's a piano teacher, and my dad's been writing songs like as long as I've been alive, so music's kind of always been an influence. And writing, I think, is a real strength of mine. So for me, music started out as just writing, like poetry, things like that. And then as I learned different instruments, I kind of put two and two together and it just kind of worked. And I'm not extremely knowledgeable about music itself, but I love writing and I love making songs, and I think I'm going to be doing that for a long time. Coming here, initially I was terrified. I was really nervous and I didn't really understand kind of how I was here or why I got here, because I was surrounded by these amazing musicians. With mentoring and talking to all the different musicians and seeing all the different musicians was extremely inspirational. And it kind of, people made me realize that I do have something that I can work with, that there's something about my songs that, you know, people are gonna appreciate. And they helped me really appreciate that within myself, which I didn't really do before. It's been a really changing weekend for me. It's changed me a lot. The song is called Laura's Dance, and it's about when you're feeling very isolated, even when you're surrounded by people, and even when there's people giving you support and love and telling you things, but you just can't find that within yourself, and expressing that through music. Thank you.
Every Monday he comes around, picking up water. I'm Drew Gonzalez. I'm the songwriter and band leader for Kobo Town, which is a group that that takes a lot of its inspiration from old-time calypso. And I've been really delighted to be part of this youth mentoring program. Well, I was coming quite prepared to be impressed. I know that there's a lot of applicants and they can't choose everybody. But I was quite humbled, to be honest, at the depth and beauty of their songwriting and the energy which they convey their songs. And it was... you know, it was just wonderful to be a part of that, you know, and to share in their music and to share in this experience, which in many ways, for many of them, is the first one, the first interaction with a wider musical community. And being such a supportive community, it's a great place for them to begin, you know. It was nice to see them so encouraged by the crowd, the very sincere reaction of those who attended their showcases. And it was great to be a part of, to deliver the songwriting panel to, which is, you know, which was wonderful because they're already such eloquent writers, but also to be part of all of them and to hope that, you know, this will in some way further their growth as artists. And you know, for the future, I mean, I certainly hope, like I think a lot of the other mentors, to you know, be involved in whatever supportive way that we can, you know, because I think the nature of an experience like this, I mean, there's strong bonds made between the mentors and the mentored, you know, and the youth, and also between one another, and so it was wonderful to see such a strong sense of community also develop in such a short time, you know, which we hope is something that gives us an opportunity to further support these youth as they come up in their musical lives.
Hello, my name is Campbell Woods. I'm based out of Smiths Falls, Ontario. The youth program has been fantastic. I'm going away from here feeling inspired. I feel like I've been given a huge amount of attention, and it's been very nurturing and fun. It's been great, and I'm really thankful to have been a part of it. I love to write songs that tell stories. There's one in particular that I'm proud of, and it tells the story of the Mad Trapper of Rat River, this Canadian folk hero who in the 30s had a run-in with some Mounties in the Yukon, and they sent a posse after him, and he took off at the back door of a shack. With the boots that he had on his feet and the coat on his back, and he evaded the Mounties for weeks in climbing over mountains, running through the forest, running across frozen lakes and rivers, and they eventually caught up with him, and he was outnumbered. It was like 100-1, and so there's a standoff on this frozen Eagle River. And so he was killed, but there's this incredible photo that exists of his, it's the file photo, and it's his corpse after he's been brought in by the authorities, and you can tell he's frozen, he's frostbite, he's sort of, his face is contorted, but he's got this grin, this sort of satisfied, sort of taunting, sickly sort of grin. And I think that's a really provocative image, and I remember sort of seeing it at different times in my life, and at one point I saw it and thought it would, you know, there was a good story there. So I wrote a song called The Mad Trapper, and I'd like to play it for you now. ¶¶
Papa Johnson and Fort McPherson, 1931. He won't last 2 days in that cold country. Even with his Viking blood, he was a stranger to these parts, where they wrap furs around their hearts. And when the traps did trip, he knew he'd never hang for it. That was a different kind of living, when you could taste it on your skin. Trouble had it in for him, and what face moved him, and saw how Al had eluded them. On the Eagle River bank, Albert Johnson was
we Melanie Brulé is my name, and I'm a bilingual artist. I also do some publicity with Richard Flohill. This is my first time being a mentor, and I was matched up with a francophone singer-songwriter who plays the piano, Martine Fortin, from Sudbury. It was so beyond what I could have imagined in rewarding for me. There was such depth to all of the artists. We banded together like a family. It was so inspiring to watch these young people who just have so much energy and so many powerful lyrics and have such a great idea of what it is to be a good human already. And I was saying earlier, you can't teach an artist to do that. You can tell them about chords, and you can show them about tech stuff, and you can do a meditation with them and show them how to center themselves, and you can work on their banter and that sort of thing, and all of those nuances in between. But to teach an artist how to create art, how to tap into that source, you can't teach that. It was such a magical match. I couldn't have imagined my conference having been any better. And every year it gets better for me. And that's the beauty. You make more connections. You feel more connected. And then the youth are leaving today, and I'm like tearing up. It's just so beautiful. I'm always sad when it ends. The youth program gives you something to look forward to, because this doesn't stop in this room with our wrap-up session. I've made plans with my mentee that over the next year, before next year, we'll have a website up for her. It's a little project to keep it going. I'm hearing people in the hallway, David Newland saying to Jasmine, "I will be your mentor as long as you will allow me." It's beautiful.
And breathe.
My name is Martine Fortin. I am a 17-year-old singer-songwriter from Sudbury, Ontario. I've been doing this for about 2.5, almost 3 years now. All my compositions are in French, and I'm slowly working my into writing in English. It's a weird process to write in a different language, but it's definitely fun to adventure into it. Lately, I've been competing in French competitions such as La Brunante, and I had the humbling experience of winning that, actually, and which led me to go to Rondpoint, which was called Ontario Pop before, and they changed the format so that it's less of a competition but more of a workshop experience to really better yourself. And this was a crazy, crazy beautiful experience, and I managed to get a few prizes out of that, which got me here at Folk Music Ontario. And I'm crazy grateful, because without all of this French community pushing me and encouraging me to do my music, I wouldn't be here today exploring the whole folk side of things, because at the end of the day, I identify myself as a more of a jazz kind of musician, because of the quality in my voice. I find I've been told a lot that it's more of a jazzy kind of voice, and I'm crazy about jazz. So just to come see how the folk family really works is crazy, and that's exactly what it is. It's a family, and it's been so inviting and nurturing, and it's been wonderful. My music is really centered around my lyrics. I'm really, really careful about my lyrics because I love writing, and I'm trying to better myself at writing, because, you know, sometimes you don't want to write it too cheesy, so you find the word and you elaborate on it. But I find they can learn more about my music by listening, for one, but they can definitely find out more about me through my songs, because of even the nuances that I try to use at the piano. Studying piano right now in college, like, if I always try to find the right chord to get what I'm saying to come through and to touch my audience right in the heart. So here it is. My name is Martine Fortin. The song that you'll be hearing is called Qui est cette fille? And for those of you who don't understand French, well, it's about being 17-year-old, getting home, looking at yourself in the mirror, and not being able to recognize yourself because you've tried to mold yourself so much that you don't recognize yourself anymore. And this has been an incredible experience at Folk Music Ontario's youth internship, and I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you.
are too shy. Some feet like to tap their toes, while others like to fly. Graceful, natural, awkward and wise. Everybody wants to move, and everyone's got style. You gotta do what you do, don't what you don't. Choose their words with care, and others say anything. Some folks like to talk a lot, while others speak within. Nervous, hesitant, confident, and bold. Everybody's got a voice, and every voice is gold. You gotta do what you do.
I'm Tana Sliman, and that was my song Do What You Do, and it sort of exemplifies what all the mentorship program meant to me this weekend, because all the youth mentees did what they were meant to be doing on this earth, especially this weekend. But I just feel so honored to be part of this mentorship program. It was amazing for me. It was a real give and take. It was a learning experience for me as well as giving of the things that I've accumulated in my head over the years. But I gained so much from the youth mentees that I can't, you know, it's hard for me to express how much I got back from them. I'm really honored to have been a part of the program this year. This is a great program. It's what we need to be doing for the people that are coming up. And I hope that it continues and flourishes, and I look forward to seeing what this year's mentees end up doing in their lives, because we'll be watching and nurturing.
Shine. You gotta do what you do, don't what you don't. Will when you will, won't when you won't. You gotta do what you do, don't what you don't. Will when you will, won't when you won't.
Hey there, my name is Annie Sumi. I am a singer-songwriter, 20 years old, almost 21, turning in November. I live right now, I'm up in North Bay, a student at Nipissing University. And I became a musician because music is my life. And just recently, I have decided that this is the path that I want to tread. I think this conference has been the best way for me to tread softly onward, because it's a very difficult path to lead, I'm sure. But the mentors that I have had the privilege of sitting down with and becoming acquainted with this weekend have really inspired me. The music I write is very, very raw, very organic. Most of it is inspired from emotions. I would like to call myself a folk singer-songwriter. I really, really love the sound of the blues, and I think that will be incorporated in future productions of mine. But as of right now, what I'm doing is very unplugged, if you will. I will be recording my first album in November, and that process is going to be something very special to me. I've been waiting for that for a very long time, I think. This program has been an overwhelming weekend of positivity, of inspiration, of reassurance, kind of a push for me to really, really hone in on my craft and do what I love. And if it wasn't for this weekend, I would have gone on and I would have done it, but I don't know if I would have been able to capture the warmth that is folk community. And I'm very blessed to have been at such a young stage in my career, welcomed with open arms into the FMO community. This is Annie Sumi, and I will be playing for you right now, A Life Like That.
Taught me everything I know, gave me wings to fly, and sent me on my way. He said, have a nice day. You have a nice day. Told me stories of years ago, when the gas was cheap and the beer was cheaper. Sapphire eyes filled up with tears. He said $1 million couldn't buy the times we had. I want a life like that, where I work all day but the beer never tasted so good. I want a life like that. And he said, come on over, come on close. I wanna tell you a story about love. See that girl standing in the picture, your grandmother, ooh. I am a lucky boy. I want a love like that, where two different eyes, they see everything the same, and the balance still remains through the years. I want a love like that. Where every day it's the little things mean most, and the friends that I hold close never leave, and the love I make, ooh, is sweeter than the spring. And everywhere I've been and everywhere I, oh, I live a life like that. I want a life like, I want a life like that. I want a life like that. I want a life like, I want a life like that. Thank you.
My name is Brian Kobayakawa, and I was mentoring Benjamin Rogers here at the FMO conference this year. This was my second year as a mentor in the youth mentoring program, and wow, it's really the greatest way of doing this event for me. I've been coming for a dozen years or more in different capacities as a side person to songwriters, as a band leader trying to, you know, drum up work, as someone just hanging, coming back to see old friends. But these last couple of years, it's been really rewarding just seeing the program, seeing the youth and the talent and the drive and the excitement that they bring to this. And it's been really special. I can't wait to see what this group of youth who are in the program this year do in the years to come. I was so amazed just to see how each of them has a developed voice as an artist at a really young age. And it was staggering to me just to see that all five of them were so different and so strong and had this quiet confidence that I definitely didn't have at their age. So for the future, I'm excited to see how their careers develop, how their music develops, and what they bring to us in years to come. Yeah, an organization like this, it's really great to see both ends of the age spectrum, you know, with how the Estelle Klein Awards are used to honor people that have done so much over such a long period of time for this industry. But then there's this youth program with people who are just getting started in it. I think this program is so important to an organization like this. It's about the music in the end, this whole event, this whole community. If it's not about the music, that's the bond that ties everyone together, and that's what brings everyone together, that's what we share. And so to have new music coming from people who are new to the community, I think it's where the energy is going to come from for it to continue on and on.
Benjamin Rogers. I've been playing fiddle since I was 7. Fiddle was never my intention. I started with classical and I got a CD in the mail promoting PEI tourism. And it was a lot more fun than the music that I was used to listening to, and we were like dancing in the kitchen. And I think it was probably about 11 at the time when that CD came in. So I started to learn, I learned by ear. So I learned all the songs off the CD. So I moved to a fiddle teacher, and from there I kind of progressed. Almost right away, I started street performing. I was on vacation in Halifax, and that was kind of the start of performing and realizing that you could make money at this rather than it just being a really enjoyable hobby. So since then, I learned mandolin, tenor guitar, banjo, regular guitar just recently, pretty much all the string instruments, because once you learn violin, I think that it comes quite easily, especially when you can learn by ear. I just released my first EP, Wayfair, which actually was just nominated for a Canadian Folk Music Award, which I'm extremely excited about. This was actually a fantastic opportunity. I heard about it while I was in Nova Scotia at the Harbour Festival in Lunenburg. So right away, I wrote up the thing and sent in my submission and was extremely excited to be chosen as part of this. It's fantastic working with Brian, my mentor. And it was fantastic just meeting all of the mentors. You had a singular mentor, but all the mentors joined together and mentored everyone. And I think it was fantastic that way, as well as the mentees. I think we became a pretty strong group, and I got to back up some of my new friends, and they backed up me, and it created a pretty awesome feeling during the concerts. So I'd like you to hear some music from my album Wayfair, and it's the first track off the CD, the title track, which is called Wayfair, and it's about a longing for travel and a longing to see the world and experience everything that there is to behold.
Light my path as I trudge back home. The fog is heavy and storm clouds are all that I've known. Father told me life was difficult before he died, but I refuse to believe that. I think it's all part of my pride. They said, come away with me and I'll show you the world. From the monsters of the deep to the prettiest of girls. And I thought that I'd be lonely, I'd see you. But I've learned to love the company that I keep. My feet are always as I step upon the shore. The tide comes in and I feel the pain no more. Pirate for a year. When I return, I'll pledge all my loot to you, my dear. They said, come away with me and I'll show you the world. From the monsters of the deep to the prettiest of girls. And I thought that I'd be lonely, I'd see you. But I've learned to love the company that I keep. The sea's tempest chased me back to the shore. Here I am again, knocking at your door. A seafaring life was not for me. That doesn't mean that I don't dream to be free. Whoa. I dream to be a wayfarer. Whoa, I dream to be a wayfarer. Whoa, I dream to be a wayfarer. Prettiest of girls.
and I thought that I'd be lonely. I'd see, but I've learned to love the company that I keep. Oh, I've learned to love the company that I keep.
Been listening to an audio documentary of the 2014 Folk Music Ontario Youth Program. The documentary featured commentary and musical contributions from program coordinator Teresa Levasseur, mentors David Newland, Melanie Brulé, Drew Gonsalves, Tana Slimmon, and Brian Kobayakawa, as well as youth members Jasmine Weeks, Campbell Woods, Martine Fortin, Annie Sumi, and Benjamin Rogers. For more information on the artists and the music we played, please visit our website at folkrootsradio.com. For more information on the Folk Music Ontario Youth Program, visit folkmusicontario.ca. The Folk Roots Radio Overtime theme is by Jay Amar. You've been listening to Folk Roots Radio Overtime, and I'm Jan Hall. We'll see you next time.